Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Gary Haydens, Program Director for Link Youth Mentorship in Penfield, New York, connecting mentors with youth while sharing the love of Jesus.
Link Youth Mentorship is a peer one-on-one mentorship program. It's a pillar ministry of Flower City Outreach, an organization that has a few pillar ministries. The one that is most popular is Flower City Work Camp. Flower City Work Camp's been a ministry in Rochester for 35 plus years. And the board challenged members to think of different ministries that we can create along the lines of mobilizing the church by connecting mentors with youth while sharing the love of Jesus. And that's kind of where Link was created. Myself and a partner that I go to church with who had volunteered in a mentorship program years ago. He had a heart for this and I did too. We started digging in and looking at some information regarding Rochester, and we learned that 73% of children in the community of Rochester grow up in a single family home. And we learned from the Daily Wire actually that Rochester leads the United States in that statistic, which is really unfortunate. It's a daunting number. Link launched after almost 3 years of creating the ministry, building our training program, how we are going to vet mentors, where we are going to find mentees. You know, it takes a little bit, as you can imagine, to create all that. And once we did and we started rolling, it was Father's Day 2022. And of course, children who, boys, is basically because it's men to boys, boys who live in a home without a father are more likely to face abuse and neglect. They have behavioral problems. They abuse drugs and alcohol, commit crime, suffer obesity. Their dropout rate is very high, sadly, for these boys. Many live in poverty. And there's just so many more statistics that we're hoping with Link would change the trajectory of a young boy's life. So Link works with 8 to 18-year-olds, and we match them with mentors from the church. These are Christian men that are vetted. We run background checks. We do referrals. We actually will call their pastor and have a conversation with their pastor. And if there's any kind of nervousness, then we may not proceed because we want to be comfortable that we are placing the right men with the boys in the program. And so far, it's been really exciting. We hear stories all the time where the youth, after being mentored for a little while, their attitude with mom or grandmother get better. They increase their scores academically at schools. They learn to de-escalate in a stressful situation. They have been introduced to things that they have never encountered before. Like a mentor might take them to the driving range, golf driving range. They've never held a club before. Some have taken them ice skating. They've never put on skates before and just have seen a little bit more than what they would have seen in the neighborhood where they are. And of course, they have those conversations where they're learning about Jesus too and learning to be a man of God. What does the Bible say of how, as a parent, to raise a boy? And those Christian attitudes and learnings are being passed on by these Christian men who volunteer. They raise their hand. We ask mentors to spend 5 to 8 hours a month with mentees, whether it's in person or phone calls.
And we've heard so much as we cover the news, you know, there's been a lot of youth-oriented crime in the Rochester area, you know, the car thefts and so on and so forth. This really cuts to the heart of what's behind a lot of that.
You know, and that's kind of where we view this ministry. It shoots at the core of an issue. When boys don't have any guidance or any discipline, we've seen the statistics that if a male goes to church with their mom or grandmother, when they age 18 and older, they're like 40% chance that they'll continue. But if they go to church with their father, it's greater than 70%. So a boy, I think, just needs a man and their guidance. And there's so many benefits to that. And that's what we hope to achieve in the program.
It almost seems like, you know, in recent times throughout the country, not just Rochester, that the importance of that relationship, that father-son, has kind of been devalued, and I think to our detriment.
I agree. We watch sitcoms and commercials, and there's so much ridicule of the man I believe that there are more women enrolled in colleges in the United States than men right now. You know, there's a lot of questions, where are the men? And so we would like to raise up some Christian men. And it's been a favorable response. We try to move around to different churches and present Link to men's group, men's breakfasts, even on Sunday mornings being in lobbies, and hand out brochures and introduce people to who we are and what we're trying to do. It's been a favorable result, and I feel like we're just only getting started.
That's Gary Haydens, Program Director for Link Youth Mentorship in Penfield, New York, connecting mentors with youth while sharing the love of Jesus. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.